I'm in the atrium of the Manchester Art Gallery, and there are exhibits and exciting things everywhere. In particular, something I've seen a lot of online, I've seen videos of it in action on Vimeo, I've seen loads of really, really fascinating artwork on Flickr, but it's, I don't know how to explain it, painting with light using slow exposure photography. Who are you guys? Introduce yourselves first.
I'm Amanda Simpson. I'm one of the Northern Light painters.
And I'm Tim Simpson, photographer for the Northern Light painters.
And
over there is Jonathan Lewis, who's one of the other light painters.
Who's dealing with the queue that
is,
I think has been here solidly all day. Tell me a little bit about the group. How many people and what do you do?
There's three of us in the group. And we sort of started doing the light painting as a bit of a hobby, and it really took off. And we did the Big Chill Festival, which went down really well, and that's why we've been invited to Manchester Art Gallery.
How's it done?
Tim's probably the best person to talk about how it's done.
It's with a long exposure, and we use flash to flash people in, and the flash becomes the image of the person, and that they become the static person, and after that you can then move around with a light source, and that becomes the paintbrush. You almost become invisible because you're in the dark, so all people pick up is the light source.
And whereabouts do you go to do this?
We have been all over the country, but because we live in Saddleworth, there's some great industrial disused buildings that are, especially things like the mills, the cotton mills, and we go up there in the middle of the night and find really interesting spaces to do it in. And then, for instance, in the windows, disused windows of a disused mill, we go in and create, say, faces, smiling faces, and it just creates a bit of humour, and it also takes into account the history of the place that we live in, and it really documents it in really quite a nice and unusual way. And the other thing is we also use water, so we've been known to go out in surf shoes and across the middle of a reservoir.
Waterproof torches.
Yeah, and then we create things like light orbs, harps, you know, anything you can do. And it looks as if it's just floating on the surface of the water.
Yeah, anything you can draw, you can draw in with a torch. So if you can, whatever figure it is you can draw it with a torch and put it in a picture.
Now, I just went inside and had a quick go, and I suddenly realised you really have to have a... You can draw and be erratic and random, and everything kind of looks exciting, but having a spatial awareness kind of helps,
yes,
as well, because
yeah,
you can work in more than one dimension, can't you?
You can.
More than two dimensions.
Yes, it's kind of... Well, it's 3D. You can move around the whole tent. You can go forwards, backwards, side to side. Yeah, it's not just like a 1D canvas, it's 3D painting, yes.
Very addictive as well, and the fact you've just got kind of a black tent up here and you can do everything within, there's a screen to see the results almost straight away and go, no, it's crap, I want to do another one, please. I really like that. I think it's a really interesting setup, and it got me kind of dancing around like a bit of a loon, wanting to be very artistic. It could turn... Anybody that can move can be an artist.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah, it's... Anyone can do it, especially in our light tent, or light box.
Light box. So give us a URL, somewhere where people can go and see some of your work.
Amanda, do you want to do
that? TimSimpsonPhotography.co.uk. And for the work that's been done this evening, you can have a look on the Flickr group, and it's called Search for the Mag Weekender, which is M-A-G Weekender.
And then you will see all of the stuff that's been put up here. If you want to go and have a look at just a kind of a concentrated collection of some of the Northern Lights painters' work, go to thenorthernlightpainters.com. Thank you so much.